Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 13 and verse 7. It says, "There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it's important for us to realize that, you know, the Bible is very clear that it is a blessing to have the things that money can buy, as long as you don't lose sight of the things it cannot buy. Money can buy whatever is for sale, but the greatest things in life, like your health and your relationships, cannot be bought because they are not for sale. You could sum up much of what the Bible has to say about money with three important bottom line statements. Number one, what you are is more crucial than what you have. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 6, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich." Secondly, what God sees in you is more crucial than what you have. The scripture says in Proverbs 15:16, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble." Right? Thirdly, what others think of you is more crucial than what you have. And the scripture says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 1, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold." My dear brothers and sisters, don't worry about what and how you're going to keep up with the people around you that you interact with. Because, you know, what happens is that comparison brings pride, and covetousness is sin. So remember that, you know, the people around you may be one step from bankruptcy or the divorce court, right? And if you're trying to catch up with them, and you know, it's important to understand that yes, the blessings that we receive is from the Lord, and He blesses us so that we will propagate the gospel of Yeshua and have a heart of giving, because Jesus has a heart of giving. He gave it all. God is a God who gives. He gave it all, one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And covetousness is a sin. Bible tells us that covetousness is simply failing to enjoy what God has given you. So be blessed, be content, be happy, choose to rejoice, and choose to be grateful to the Lord for all that you have, and honor God with your resources. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you never fail, you never change, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Abba Father, we know that wealth and riches, blessings and prosperity, they all come from you. You are a God who gives and gives, and you are a God who blesses more than abundantly. You are a God who, Lord, blesses us beyond our imagination. Our eyes cannot see and our ears cannot hear what God has in store for them, those who love Him. And Lord, we thank you for every provision that you have made in our lives. We thank you for the wealth and the prosperity and the jobs and the businesses that you have granted us in your grace and mercy. We will never take that for granted. And with gratitude, we, Lord, say thank you that all through this year, you have seen us through. provided food on our tables, gave us shelter, gave us clothes on our backing. Lord, you blessed us with the best, and we are grateful to you for that. Today, Lord, with a grateful heart, we pray and say that, Lord, you be exalted and be glorified in and through our lives. We vow to give you thanks, and we vow to give you the glory. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out into their jobs and into their businesses, Lord, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Keep them from the enemy. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them, because they are your heritage. I also pray, Lord, for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, into their mind. Lord, I release your anointing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.